Radio News, I'm Ross Simpson. President Trump may not like what analysts at Homeland Security discovered about the threat he thinks folks from seven mostly Muslim countries pose against the U.S., but Trump ordered the intelligence review.
A federal court earlier this month put on hold President Trump's travel ban, and the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that temporary hold on the temporary ban. And the president asked for an internal review of the program. One of those reviews was done by the intelligence and analysis arm of the Department of Homeland Security.
AP correspondent Alicia Caldwell reports Trump will produce a new temporary travel ban soon.
We expect from our reporting that will tailor the travel ban, and the White House and others have said the new effort will try to overcome the legal hurdles that have been identified by both the federal judge in Washington who originally put the ban on hold, as well as the Ninth Circuit ruling.
In the meantime, AP correspondent Mark Smith reports President Trump is escalating his attacks on news organizations that he says are unfairly targeting him with stories quoting anonymous sources.
The president says he stands by his tweet, "The fake news media is the enemy of the American people."
It never will represent the people. And we're going to do something about it.
He didn't say just what, but did tell a conservative conference that reporters sometimes simply make up sources and should not be allowed to quote them without names attached.
A source says that Donald Trump is a horrible, horrible human being. Let him say it to my face.
The irony is that just before his appearance, a senior official here briefed reporters on the administration side of a story, but would only speak if his name wasn't used. Mark Smith at the White House.
News organizations are protesting after being kept from joining an informal White House press briefing today. This is AP Radio News. Protesters at town hall meetings are frightening some lawmakers.
Booing, yelling, confrontations. Angry people are showing up at some lawmakers' town hall meetings. This woman at Republican Senator Tom Cotton's town hall. Now fellow Republican Louie Gohmert, a Texas congressman, is holding only telephone town hall meetings. In explaining why, he recalled that 6 years ago, then-Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in the head during a constituent meeting in Arizona. She released a statement calling on lawmakers to have some courage and face their constituents. I'm Rita Foley.
Garmin, a billion-dollar tech giant launched in Kansas as a startup by two men nearly three decades ago, is reeling tonight, trying to digest Wednesday's shooting death of a worker at a tavern just a mile down the road from the plant in a Kansas City suburb. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.